Hello everyone and welcome back to Radio Mariam Armenia. My name is Chris Croson and yet again I'll be your host. I am a Birthright Armenia volunteer in the stunning city of Gyumri and I'm currently working on a project with Radio Mariam in which I am conducting interviews with my fellow Birthrighters. In these interviews, I hope to get our listeners acquainted with the Gyumri volunteers, see what they're doing here in Armenia and see what kind of insights they can offer us into life in Armenia today. Today, however, is slightly different. In this exciting episode, we are not joined by a current Birthright Armenia volunteer, but by a Birthright Armenia alumni, someone who has already completed the Birthright journey and can offer us a fresh perspective on what life is like after Birthright. Welcome, Aline Dermijan.
Hi, Chris. Hi to everyone. Thank you.
All right. So to begin with, our listeners, they need to get to know you a little bit. Where were you born and where did you grow up?
Okay. I was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina. I grew up there. I have lived there for 30 years. I went to an Armenian school. Like I did all my studies in the Armenian school, kindergarten, primary school, high school. So I have always been inside the Armenian community in Buenos Aires. I mean, it's very big, the community there, but I was like in one part of the community. I used to sing after school. I used to sing in some choirs like of Armenian music. I did some musical projects over there with Armenian music. I also was a teacher in two Armenian schools for some years, like around 7 years. But I also, I mean, I was inside the Armenian community, but of course I was living in Buenos Aires and I was also doing my life outside the Armenian community. I was always doing sports in clubs, music. I used to play with musicians also outside the Armenian community. So I always enjoyed that mix, you know, of being Argentinian, of course, but also Armenian. I enjoyed that, but also it was kind of a challenge to mix the identity.
So on one hand, it enriched it, but on the other hand, it was maybe a bit confusing for you.
Yeah, I always say that it's like being in love with two people at the same time.
You know? Love triangle.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and then in 2011, I came to do the Birthright Armenia program. It wasn't that famous, let's say, at that time.
Right.
I don't remember how did I knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I read it in a magazine of the Armenian community, but I didn't. I've never speak to anyone that did the program.
So you didn't know anyone who did it before?
No. So, but I was studying social work also in university, and I was having like some time in my life with, I don't know, existential doubts,
those
kind of things.
It happens.
Also wanted to, I wanted to record my first album, and it was the time of the life, and I learned about the program of Birthright Armenia, and I said, let's do it. So I completed the form, and then I had the call with Sevan, the director of the program, and then I was here in winter.
Oh yeah, so how long did you stay in Armenia for?
I stayed about 3 months.
3 months.
The program by then was shorter than now.
Okay.
And I stayed all the winter here, and I loved the experience.
Mm-hmm. And did you stay in Gyumri?
No, no. Like the program was a bit different. I stayed in Yerevan.
Okay.
I went to Artsakh some weeks also, and then in Yerevan.
I see.
It was winter also, and I don't remember if the office here in Gyumri was open at that time.
All right, so you did Birthright in 2011 in the winter.
2011, 2012.
Yeah, 2011, 2012.
New Year.
Right. That was over 10 years ago.
More than 10 years ago.
What are you doing here now?
And now, well, after that, of course, Birthright is a life-changing experience.
Right.
After that, I went back to Buenos Aires. I quit university. I started to play my music. And my life changed after Birthright. And I always wanted to come back to Armenia.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years after Birthright, I came back with a musical project that I used to have with my friend Talin.
Mm-hmm.
The project was called Alin and Talin.
Right.
So I came back, and then I came back a few years later with my mom also. And then I had the idea, I mean, I always wanted to come back and try to stay here longer.
Right.
I had that, I don't know, in my heart, you know. But I was living my life in Buenos Aires, working, playing music, making tours, recording. But I had this thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came with my mom in 2018, we were in Artsakh also. And I had this idea of this project called One Province, One Song, Mekmars Mekyerk.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened, and I just felt it. I wanted to do it. By that time, I was also traveling a lot in the provinces of Argentina, like doing these little concerts and cooperating with local artists and traveling, meeting people. That was interesting for me at that time. And I felt that I wanted to do that in Armenia. And the name of the project just came into my mind. I started to repeat it, you know, One Province, One Song, Mekmars, Mekyerk. And I wrote the project. I went back to Buenos Aires, I wrote the project, and that was it. It was already in my mind, in my body, you know. I said, I'm going to do this. I learned about the Birthright Armenia grants, you know, the Next Step alumni grant, because Birthright is that organization that it doesn't end with your volunteering, you know. Birthright is like home to me, you know. It helped me, and it's present in my life in so many different ways. So I applied to this Next Step alumni grant for this project, and Birthright gave me the grant. I was very happy. So yeah, I started to prepare everything to do that project. In 2019, I came to do that project, One Province, One Song, Mekmars Mekyerk, all around Armenia and Artsakh with different local musicians, local music bands. It was very interesting. It was also very challenging for me as a person, as a producer, and as a musician, as a singer, because I was cooperating with all these amazing bands and musicians that they make different musical styles. Not always my musical style,
so
you know.
It
was all that project was getting out of my comfort zone, and I love that. I love that in life in general.
Yeah, of course.
But it was amazing, and Armenia and Artsakh, and the team, you know, the staff of the project was amazing.
Right. The people you met along the way.
The people we met. It was very interesting and very a strong thing for me. And after that, I stayed a few months in Yerevan, also working in the project. I wanted to stay longer in Armenia. And Birthright invited me to the Gyumri office to make a presentation of the project. And I was living this moment of the life all again, where I had to make some decisions also about different things of my life. And I came to Gyumri those 2 days for the presentation, and I felt something here.
Mm-hmm. And had you been to Gyumri before this?
Yes, for the project and once before. I mean, it's a beautiful city, interesting. Mm. It has this magic. I just knew it, that I wanted to move here. Mm-hmm. I wanted to stay in Armenia, but not in Yerevan. And there were some reasons, and I decided like very fast that I was going to move here. I remember I made some important decisions that day.
Right.
Being here in Gyumri, mm-hmm. I couldn't make those last months in Yerevan.
Right.
So I just felt yes, that mm-hmm. was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Gyumri.
In 2019?
In 2019, mm-hmm. December. Again, so, winter.
Right.
And I always wanted to be a barber
mm-hmm.
as a hobby.
Okay.
Because my grandmother was a barber.
Okay.
And when I was at school, mm-hmm. I remember I always wanted to cut my schoolmate's hair
mm-hmm.
with the school scissors.
Yeah.
And when I came to Armenia, before coming to Armenia to do the project in 2019, I bought all the equipment because I wanted to learn, but I didn't have enough time to learn in Argentina. So I said, okay, I will bring all the stuff to Armenia and I will learn over there.
Mm.
But those months in Yerevan, I didn't find a place, or I was asking and I didn't like the places, or it was too expensive, the courses, or things like that. And those days when I was in Gyumri for the birthright presentation, I was walking and I suddenly see this old barbershop, you know, this place.
I think that's they call it the Soviet barbershop.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, oh my God, what is this place?
Mm.
It was like, I stayed like there watching this place.
Yeah, right.
And
like
I said, oh, I love this. I will come. Yes, definitely. Oh. I will come here. This is the place. And yeah, I moved here. I started to study in that place with those. It was very funny months of my life.
I bet. So what, did you just go into the shop and ask, can I
Well, I
you?
Didn't. I was ashamed.
Right.
So I went back to Yerevan. I remember I told my friend Marisol, you know, this happened. It was this place and I want to go to Gyumri. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. I want to go there too. But I was ashamed. I couldn't go inside. And she said, I know this place. Of course, it's a famous barbershop, the oldest one. Let's go this next weekend and I will go with you and to ask, you know?
Okay.
She's also a birthright Armenia alumni, okay. Marisol, living in Yerevan.
Mm-hmm.
And she came with me the next weekend. We went inside the barbershop. I was very ashamed.
Right.
And Marisol helped me. She said she wants to, you know, she wants to come here to learn with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at me. It was winter and 5 years ago, you know, and they laughed. They said, of course you can come.
Right, right.
They didn't talk about money, nothing.
Right.
It's just they just laugh and say, of course, come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then 2 weeks after that, I moved. I just found a place and I moved.
Okay.
And I came into the barbershop with my stuff, you know, with my machine and my scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, I came. And they looked at me, they laughed and they said, oh my God, we thought it was a joke, you know. But it was true.
Mm-hmm. You've talked a lot about music. So your passion for music, where did it all begin?
I think it started at home with my parents. I loved the music that my parents used to hear, of course. At school, yes, I was in the Armenian kindergarten. We had this professor, Andres Estepanyan.
Mm.
I just talked to him right now, today.
Right.
I used to sing in the kindergarten in the Armenian choir, and I loved that.
Mm.
And I really enjoyed it, like expressing myself through singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so at the Armenian school, I was always part of the choir. I was singing like solo parts.
Mm.
And then I started studying singing with professors outside school and guitar with my mom.
Mm.
My mom used to do like theater. Right. She was like an actress. Mm-hmm. And one of my mom's mates at the theater, he used to come to my house once per week and teach me guitar. And I started, yeah, to learn guitar, to play songs that I like. And then, I don't know, when I was 13, 14 years old, I started writing songs. I remember I always think, if I do something with music, I want to do my own songs.
Right.
I started writing songs, but my first musical projects, I didn't used to sing my songs because, again, I was ashamed of showing my songs, of singing my songs. I had different musical projects when I was at high school. With a friend, we used to play Beatles covers, of course. And then with another friend, we used to sing Argentinian traditional music. And then I also used to sing it in the Armenian projects. But when I did Birthright, when I came to Armenia, I remember that here, I don't know why, maybe because no one understand my lyrics, because they were in Spanish,
right.
I started to sing my songs here in Armenia while doing Birthright Armenian program. Yes, I remember that. Like, I went back to Buenos Aires and I said, yeah, that's what I want to do. And then after Birthright, yes, I started to sing and record my own songs.
And whilst you were doing Birthright, were you volunteering in the kind of music sector?
I was volunteering in the Argentinian Armenian school. In Yerevan, with the Spanish lessons for the kids, and then in another place giving teaching guitar.
Teaching guitar.
Yes.
All right. And guitar, is that the only instrument you can play, or have you picked up some others?
Let's say yes. I tried with piano, but I'm not good at it. I'm very lazy.
I see. I don't believe that. But again.
No, I'm very lazy. Yes.
And right now, are you still working on some musical projects?
I'm working on my third studio album. It's recorded already. It's going to have 8 songs, 7 in Spanish and 1 in Armenian. 3 songs already, I released them already. They're available to listen to hear. I released already 2 singles in Spanish and 1 in Armenian. And now we are finishing the mixing and the post-production of the other songs to release the album before New Year.
Okay.
I think in November it's going to be ready.
All right, so everyone who's listening, make sure to give that a listen. It'll be out soon.
Yes.
Being able to sing in both Spanish and Armenian, I don't know, that's quite a specific skill. Is there a different feeling when you're singing in a different language, or is there something you can tell us about that?
I don't know if the feeling of singing is different, but for me, writing in Armenian is difficult.
Okay.
So that's why I always write more in Spanish, of course, because I know more the language, you know, for writing. And that's why I started to collaborate with other
artists. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, writers.
For example, next year I want to record an album here in Armenia, and I want all these songs to be in Armenian and collaborate with different writers, songwriters here. Because if I write in Armenian, the lyrics will be very simple, you know? I can't write like in an interesting way in Armenian because I don't know the language that good. I mean, I can speak Armenian, but to write a song is different.
Yeah, with deep lyrics and deep meaning and stuff like this, yeah.
I mean, my songs in Spanish are also simple, you know? They're not very complicated, the lyrics.
Right.
But because I know the language better, I can say simple things, but maybe in a different way, the way I want. And I can't do that in Armenian.
I see. What's your kind of source of inspiration, if you have one? Is there anything you do to get a good idea for a song or some lyrics? Do you have some sort of routine? What's the secret?
Inspired by everything. I don't know. Yeah, life, God, love, friendship. I don't know.
Just general life experience.
Yes. And about the routine, you know, there are songs that, yes, you get inspired and you start singing the song and, oh, I got this inspiration and, you know, or like catharsis. Songs like, I need to say this, I need to express myself. But then there are these songs I like to have like this, like routine, you know, it's like a job you do.
Yeah, you have to work.
Like exercise you do. This year I started some courses, you know, some songwriting workshops also with different songwriters. And it's interesting because, yeah, it's the like a profession, you know, a job also. And you practice and you do exercises. You can also write songs like that. Maybe they are not the songs that I'm going to record in an album, but I like to have that practice, yes. And it's interesting. Or also, co-writing is interesting. These last years, I started to co-write a lot more. Like maybe via WhatsApp, you know, I send something to another songwriter and he sends me something and it's interesting, you know?
So I want to talk a bit more about your One Province, One Song project. Can you tell us a highlight from your trip? I can imagine there are too many to choose from, but if you can think of anything in particular.
As I said, it was a very interesting project. It was very important to me. And I still can't believe that we've made it, you know, because it was hard for so many reasons. The project, there are 19 episodes now. It's like a serial. There are 19 episodes on YouTube. Each episode shows a different region, a different province of Armenia and Artsakh at that time. We used to go with the staff of the project, with the team, to each region to meet these musicians, rehearse the song and record one song of that band with me collaborating with them. And also the episodes, apart from the song, they show like visually the trip that we made in that province. Yeah, it was very interesting because it was a musical, cultural, also a kind of touristic project. Well, as a personal experience, I already said it was very challenging and interesting. And well, it's very difficult to talk about the project now because all that happened in Artsakh, with those episodes. I mean, some months after recording all these episodes, the Artsakh war started and all those musicians were coming to, I don't know, Yerevan, Gyumri, moving here. Yeah, it was very, I don't know how to say it. So after that, the project also took another meaning also.
Let's talk a bit more about Gyumri itself. Could you tell our listeners if you have a favorite place in the city? Or your favorite thing to do whilst you're here?
I love to walk, you know, every day I walk around the city and I love it. You know, it's like every day I can walk through Gyumri streets and I say, I have this feeling of, oh, what a beautiful place, you know? It's like every day, I say, thank you for being here. What a beautiful place. I don't know, it has this magic and it has this open sky. I think I started a relationship with the sky when I moved to Gyumri. Favorite place? Well, I love the park. I love the park when it ends, when where there are this dragon.
You know?
I also like to go to Mar Hayastan to do some exercises, you know, running.
Running up the steps.
Yes, yes. And I like the view over there. And I love my house.
So you live in a house here, not an apartment.
Yes, I live in a house.
Is there a advantage to living in Gyumri as opposed to living in Yerevan? Why should someone live? Why should someone live in Gyumri?
I don't know why people live in Yerevan.
Good answer.
I mean, I'm from Buenos Aires, and I always wanted to live in somewhere smaller. You know, have this feeling of small place, knowing everyone, and I always wanted that. So I had it here, and I love it. But why people should come here, I don't know. If they feel it, they should come.
It's very personal, you know.
I feel very peaceful here. I found this peace inside me that I couldn't find all those last years living in Buenos Aires or in Yerevan. It's very quiet here, you know, angist. And it's nice. It has this magic, this cultural magic too. I also like, how to say, as a city, you know? It's very comfortable. It's flat and I can ride my bike. And we are close, you know? We are close to Yerevan. It's very close. So when I don't know, sometimes I get bored and I want to see my friends and I go to Yerevan and I come back, you know?
And is there a disadvantage to living in Gyumri? Is there something you don't like so much about life here?
I mean, I said sometimes I get bored, but I mean, I can get bored everywhere, you know, in New York, I can get bored. I don't know if it's something about Gyumri. Sometimes I miss my family, my friends, I don't know, things like that, yes, but it can happen everywhere.
Of course. All right, so we're coming to the end of our time here, so I'll ask final few questions. You've mentioned it a little bit, but from when you were a volunteer, back in 2011, are there other people you know who were there with you who have stayed in Armenia?
Yes. Ashot Papazian. Well, Lena, she comes and goes. now we are doing this collaboration for a project together. But then some of my friends from Argentina or Latin America, they are here. They did Birthright after me, maybe, but they're here, like Marisol, Flor, Chechu, Alex. I think Birthright is a great, great program.
Right.
As I said, it's home to me. My friends, they make this joke that I did use a lot of the Birthright Armenia, the things the organization offers, you know, because I did the volunteering, you know. Then they gave me the grant, a big grant to do my One Province, One Song project. They gave me the house in Yerevan. You know, Birthright has this Pathway to Armenia project. They have one house in Yerevan, in Gyumri, and now in Banador too, for alumni to stay. If you want to come back to Armenia with a project to stay long, you can apply to live in that house for 3 months. So they gave me the house in Yerevan to live there. They helped me with sharing this One Province, One Song project. I did a lot of first presentations for Birthright people. And then I came to Gyumri, and the office of Birthright in Gyumri, Sona, Hachik, they always helped me a lot. You know, they gave me... I was also a host mom sometimes.
Wow, okay.
Yes, I hosted volunteers at my house. I was a host mom, yes. What else? They always hired me as a musician for presentations. They always give me work. They help me. They always... I have this Let's Go, Let's Play project also that I started in Gyumri some years ago, that it's my work right now. That it's a company that we make like city quests, scavenger hunts here in Gyumri, now in Dilijan and Yerevan too. And Birthright was very important. They always give me volunteers to work with me if I need it for this work. So they support my little company also. They, the first trial of the quest, they came Sevan and all the Birthright stuff years ago. They came to make this trial of the quest here in Gyumri to support my new project, you know. So Birthright is always, always supporting my ideas, my projects, my life. If I need a job, if I need volunteers, if I need to try something new, I know Birthright is, yeah, it's there, you know, like a home, like I said.
Even a decade after your volunteering, you live and breathe Birthright.
Birthright is, it's an amazing organization. And people that works in Birthright, it's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And final question, what advice would you have to anyone who's thinking of staying in Armenia after their Birthright experience? Someone who's maybe not sure about taking the Next Steps program, or just not sure what to do with themselves after their volunteering.
Well, Birthright is home. You can count on Birthright if you need anything. That was my experience, because it's a big community. Not only the staff that works for Birthright, but also the volunteers and also the alumni that they are living here, you know. It's a big community. And then that I always say that Gyumri and Armenia in general, for me, it's a great place to live. I'm very happy to live here. All that happened these last 5 years, you know, it's amazing. It always surprises you. So many things happened to me while living here that I could never imagine. I don't know. But this place has this thing that it gives you the chance to go out from your comfort zone, to be surprised by things that happened, to have new ideas. This is a great city and a great country to have new ideas and try them. Just try them, and you can have very fast like results. Yeah, I think it's an amazing place to live, to have new ideas, to be in touch with other people, to go out from your comfort zone, or to stay in your comfort zone. I mean, if you want that.
Right.
I really like here that you enjoy simple life, you know? You enjoy the...
You can appreciate the small things.
One of my last songs, I mean, my next album, the name is going to be Las Pequeñas Grandes Cosas. That means the little big things. And it's about that, you know, here you... I don't know, you pay attention, you enjoy, it's all about that.
Right.
It's all about the little big things here, you know, with your life, with the people around you. And I like that about here.
All right, great. Well, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you, Aline. I'm certain our listeners will find what you have to say really interesting and really insightful, especially since you're our first alumni on the show and because you're involved in a really creative sphere of work. Thank you for joining us, and I wish you the best of luck with all your future endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.